Assemble on Thursday, March 23rd at 1:03. Members of the board are present with Supervisor Hansa via Zoom. Media's been notified. We need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carried. Public comment on agenda items. Mr. Sommerfeld.
It wasn't just a few short months ago, the town entered into a contract with the Nina County for $178,000 for the contract through Med Five, with an almost guarantee that it was going to be approaching $200,000 by next year. And I think the board suggested we're going to try to do something with that by next year. I understand that's not a top priority right now, but it's something we have to look at, and I don't know if it's been taken into consideration for how we're going to build the new fire barn. That's point one I was going to make. The second one is, I know Glenn keeps trying to remove stuff that the fire chief seems to want in the firehouse, but stuff that we don't need, we do not need, was it a 10 or 12 bay fire barn? We do not need a 10 or 12 bay fire barn with two pieces of equipment that are from 1977. I guess I don't understand why we're doing that. And the third thing is, just this week, quite by accident, I bumped into a tribal council member, and he brought up the term, the possibility of going in with the town and getting, I mean, they get all kinds of grant writers over there. He said they could write grants for the fire barn. I specifically asked him if that would be a doable thing on town property. And he specifically said, if it's in the public interest, it's doable. And I know that the town has not really looked into collaboration with the tribe on this yet, but I think it's something we ought to do. And for that reason, I think we ought to forget about passing these bids for the time being. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Any others? John? Oh, I don't have it on the agenda. But we can do, we can do the Pledge of Allegiance if you people would like to.
I would love to.
I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bernard.
All right, item number six, discussion possible action, bids, firehouse, ambulance construction project. Glenn, we got your report here, and I guess maybe what I should do, I can turn it over to you, and you can kind of explain it and give us your update.
Okay, well, this is actually my recommendation to the board.
Okay.
Seeing that this is the last day that that the bid is going to be available, mainly because Nacy's mechanical contractors will not hold the bid any longer. So the bid amount, if I run through these numbers, the bid amount from Nacy was $5,053,770. To that, we would have had to add the site contract, which was $321,388, and then the 5% fee for the architect. So my recommendation is to accept some alternates. Accept alternate number five, which was the slab heating, the apron slab heating, which cost $44,243, plus it's going to be expensive to operate. We could save some money on the finish on the windows. That would be $3,900. The epoxy finish on the apparatus floor, only the apparatus floor, cost $144,227. It's a very, very expensive finish. And then on the the room where they fill their gas tank or their air tanks, that compressor is really loud. And so we put some soundproofing information and material on that, in that build, in that room. But that costs $78.31, but I think we can live with the noise. They always have lived with the noise, so. And then change some additional floor finishes from the epoxies to luxury vinyl tile. This is in the office areas, the training room. A savings of $21,500. And not in this number is, I asked for additional changes in floor finishes, and it's about another $8,500 of savings. So that $21,500 is going to come up to $29,000. But it's not included in these numbers because I just got that late yesterday afternoon. So I come up with a total bid of $4,832.69. That would be the contract with NACI. Now, budget-wise, the site has to be added into that cost, which the site development, and that's $321,388, which comes out to $5,153,457. And then the AE fee at 5% is $257,673, so a grand total of $5,411,130, which is roughly $90,000 under the budget of $5.5 million.
I guess since Bob, you're on Zoom, but you got any questions or comments?
The one comment that I did have on this is that in the portion about the water hookup at the end, I think that we need to avoid the appearance that we're presuming that we're going to be allowed to use the tribal water system, and we need to have numbers for both contingencies here. I think that what happens is if we make that presumption there, that's exactly the sort of thing that turns the tribe off and would tend to steer them away from any sort of cooperative effort here. We don't want to be pushing them away at this point. We want to work with them if at all possible.
Glenn, the numbers you have are they don't. It's not on the municipal water system. It's with its own well and tanks. Correct.
That's correct. So and the cost of that. If we get on the city water, tribal water, it would save the town $367,965. That's what it costs us to provide the water for the fire system, which is basically filling up water storage tank that has to be insulated and heated. So the water has to be heated to keep it from freezing. And then the fire pump that we need to pump the water into the sprinkler system. Now, I really wanted the tanks to be buried. When I say tanks, they're probably going to be two tanks. But they say it's less expensive to have them above ground, although the maintenance and the, you know, having to have a smaller pump to generate the heated air or heated water, you know, keep it circulating so it doesn't freeze. So that alone costs $367, but it is in our budget now to do that, to use that, to pay that money. So I'm assuming that, you know, it would be great if we got the water, but I'm assuming we're not going to get it. That's the way I've got it in this recommendation. If we got the water, we still have to pay for the running of the main. And I understand that's roughly $200,000, is that what I heard, or $300,000?
Mike, you talked to him, it was what,
$150,000 and $175,000.
Yeah, estimated between $150,000 and $175,000.
Okay, so if we took $175,000, that would be roughly $300,000 for contingencies of all kinds. We might not have to take all the deductions.
Gloria, you have any questions or comments?
I have a few, I guess, in regards to Mr. Sommerfeld's comments. You're absolutely correct. The tribe does have grant writers, but I want to say it's three at best. And they are, I don't know who you spoke to, but I know for a fact they're busy. So that would always ideally be an option. We can't guarantee any type of funding right now based on a grant writer. So I think that's an option. That's something we could work towards in a mutual cooperation. They could do fundraising for, you know, once we're kind of on a timeline to say, yes, we're going to get this going. But if something were to come along that we need additional funding for, that's where I look at a grant writer coming in and say, okay, maybe we want to put these tanks in a heated building for secure reasons. That would be an add-on. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not saying that's what we're doing, but I'm just saying that would be an add-on that we'd look at a fundraiser to say, help, let's fundraise this. Because in the long run, I look at that fire department doing fundraising as well. And as far as the equipment that you're saying, 17, that it's not necessary, I think, you know.
10 or 12 bays. I don't think the fire department needs 10 or 12 bays.
Have you talked to the fire department members? I mean, have you expressed that with them and really talked to them? Have you seen what the equipment looks like?
It's still in that two 1977 vehicles, Gloria. I can't believe that.
That's a separate issue, Jim.
People
that
are
is a
replacing
separate
equipment that are 20 years old because they're outdated.
They're probably in non-compliance. So that is a completely different issue. The fact of the matter is we have that now. So we need to build something that we're not going to add on in 5 or 10 years, or that, you know, we're going to be out of compliance because of the equipment size. So, I mean, I heard you, and I'm glad that you're looking out for what the best interests are. I'm just saying a discussion, rather than assume, and I don't know if you are, talk to the individual fire members that are out there that are running these pieces of equipment.
Well, I have talked to a former fire chief in the town of Woodruff, and he said those two machines should belong in a museum.
Well, that's those machines. I'm saying the machines that we're currently operating right now that are saving people's lives, saving people's homes.
So what is that, three pieces of equipment, maybe four?
Talk to two people behind you.
Yeah.
Chris Meyer.
I don't know. We're not privy to all that information. How many
calls? All you got to do is ask. Yeah. I'm sure all you have to do is ask.
There's only 7 bays, by the way. I'll speak to that just a little bit. Our number one engine is 22, going on 23 years old right now. It should have been rotated out. Okay? We need to expand. We're holding back because the new equipment is so large, it won't fit in our buildings. Okay? So the antique and the relics that he's talking about, we'll go park them out at the dump, just like they've done just about every other piece of equipment that we pull off the line, okay? They may have sentimental value to me. However, yes, we're still gonna keep them online. We're not creating a bay for them because they're not a necessity, but we're way behind. We're 3 vehicles behind right now to hold the standard that it takes to protect your insurance rates that you're talking about. So the longer this takes, and the more equipment that we keep allowing to get out of compliance, that's a notch to the point where we would start losing our ratings. So I'm just going to make that very clear. If you want to have a discussion about this, you can have a contact with me. I'm easy to get a hold of. Or we'll set something up and we'll surround you with the people that know. What I'm just saying is, we've worked very hard to get the ratings that we have in this community. And thank God for Arborvita, because they built a new station on the north end of our community. And they've helped us out with another rating decrease to help all of the insurance holding people of properties in this community. So, yeah, there's a little bit more to it than just a conversation at the coffee shop.
Okay. Kay.
Do these costs include, like, the furnishing inside, all the kitchen appliances and stuff, or will there be things furnishing the building once it's done that's not part of the bid?
There's some furnishings and, you know, kitchen equipment included in it. I believe, like, a stove, Glenn, am I correct?
No, we took the dishwasher and the stove and the refrigerator and the washer and dryer, the residential type washer and dryer, out of the bid, mainly because we wanted to be able to go to the locals and buy them without, and maybe get them donated, like they did up at Manitowish Waters.
And, you know, we have a lot of equipment, that type of thing, in the existing fire station that we can
use. And that's correct. We also have those to be reused if possible.
Okay. Any other questions or comments from the board? Hearing? Yes, Jim.
I mean, I don't know where this housing project is on the other side of 47 goes, but if that goes and they get water out there, then with that, whatever was going on the other pumping system, is money gone down the drain? Because we'll probably connect to tribal water, right? If
we
get out
could
that far.
We could if we wanted to.
Yeah.
We don't have to. On the other hand, you know, if it goes through, maybe they can hook into the line that we put, you know, that we would have to pay to put in, and maybe that we can get some compensation back. I don't know.
But,
you know, you can't what if and maybe all over the place.
Right, I understand.
So.
And what's
Matt, may I make one point?
Yes.
That we're probably not going to need to install a fire pump and the tanks for at least a year. So if something was worked out with the tribe within that, we could just, at that point, still deduct a lot of that cost.
Yeah, that's true.
When we got the generator for the other firehouse, we bought that with the consideration that it'd be movable, correct?
Yes, but because of this pumping system, and correct me if I'm wrong, Glenn, with this pumping system, that generator is too small, so that would wind up staying with that building. And we have there's a new generator included in this one, correct? Because it was way too big for what we needed over here.
Oh yeah, we're not including the generator at all. That was a very expensive, that was over $150,000.
Yeah.
I think that we could, it was in the bid, so.
Yeah.
It was very expensive, mainly because the law now, the electrical codes and so on, require us to have additional panels so another emergency generator can be hooked up while maintenance is done on the other one. But it's just a real mess. So, and so we did not, it's been bid as an ad, and it was, Nacy's bid for providing it was $185,448. So, I mean, that's a huge, $185,000 is really it's not like going to Ace Hardware buying a little generator. lot more than that, and the biggest cost to that, of course, was for running the fire. Fire pumps only come in three phase, so you have to have a big generator or a converter, which is also expensive. And so now, if we did not have to have the generator, I mean the fire pump, then that would be able to allow us to buy a much smaller generator.
So, is he saying that we are not getting a new generator?
That's correct. That's correct.
So the bids do not include a generator?
The bid does.
Yeah.
But that was an alternate.
Yep, the bid.
We're not accepting that alternate.
So you have nothing to run the fire pump?
So the question was then, Glenn, there's nothing right now to run the fire pump?
That's correct. And the code doesn't require us to have it. So it doesn't make any sense to me. This was a big discussion I had with both the mechanicals and the fire people. So it doesn't make any sense. The one suggestion that the fire pump people suggested was that we get a generator just big enough to run the fire pump, but nothing else, which would run a lot of emergency lights and things in the building if the fire pump wasn't running. But we don't have a cost on that.
What's opening the garage doors?
Exactly.
I didn't get that.
They said, well, what's opening the garage doors? I think, you know, if the power were to go out, the generator would...
Yeah, but it would have to be in a fire situation, because that's when the pumps are going to work, is for the sprinkler system,
yeah,
correct?
Correct.
There's an alternate way with a chain.
Yeah, well, yeah. You can open them.
Manually.
I mean, we've had to do that with this one.
Yeah.
When the power went out and our generator would not start, they had to open them manually.
Yeah, and and I'm not saying that within the whatever we've got $90,000 that we can't get a smaller generator that will just run emergency lights and door operator, that kind of thing.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess at this time I'd ask, what would be the board's pleasure? To accept the bid from NACI with the other additional amounts that total out to $5,411,130, or?
Or we go back
to square one.
Right. I'll make the motion to accept the revised bid that Glenn presented with the recommended deductions of the $221,701, with that grand total being 5.4.
Okay, did you hear that, Bob?
I did.
What was the number?
5.4, 11,130, grand total.
No, that's the total grand total. The bid would be $4,832,069.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I see what you say. Okay. Yeah, just to accept just the NACI mm-hmm. bid.
Okay. Right. So I'll modify my motion to do just the bid, the 5.8,
no.
or 4.8.
Okay, with that amendment to the motion, I think the only responsible thing I can do here is to support the motion and to I'll second the motion.
Okay. A motion has been made and seconded to accept the bid from NACI Construction for $4,832,069.00. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
And I guess with that, we'd be looking for a motion to adjourn at 1:27.
Motion.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Right.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you for coming out on this beautiful sunny spring day.
Question and wonder.